Well, what we're interested in is just local terms. So it says you don't happen to know one, don't bother with it.
That's the World Encyclopedia said I could find right there.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
Bait worms? We have the red beaglets and the black red beaglets and another kind of bait. Earthworms.
Okay.
Then there's another kind of worm, I forget.
Which are the biggest ones?
Earthworm, but like this. Oh, yes, we got these night crawlers.
Okay, now they big ones too?
Oh, yeah. Now they, you don't find them here much, you find them in Northern State.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now you're going fishing tomorrow, they got the night, and they crawl on top of the ground, you collect your worms.
Well, now where do they live?
What, those night crawlers?
Yeah.
Well, in Pennsylvania and Jersey, I know.
Uh-huh. Have you got family up there?
My children.
For goodness sake. Do you go up there to see them much?
We spent nearly 3 weeks up there this year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's wonderful. That must be interesting to visit in another part of the country like that.
Yes, got some in Florida and go down there.
Uh-huh. Let's see. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
And what do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Speaking of butterflies.
This one's horse. No, this is still something else. These things are usually about that long.
Skeeter hawk.
Right. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it doesn't sting? It looks like a wasp.
Dirt dog.
Right.
Come on, Mr. Johnson, help me here. Well, she done used my
brains up. Looks to me like you got a good bit more left. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Yeah. And what are some other words that people use for peanuts, or some different kinds of peanuts?
Now, when I was a child, I remember my dad had to pick, man had a large field of peanuts, and he told me he wanted to gather some of them. He was a white man, he called them ground peas.
Ground peas?
Yes. We laughed.
Yeah. Okay. And you say that was a white man that used that word. Now what about goobas? Do those grow around here?
I don't know.
Okay.
What are goobas? A baked peanut. We say it's a peanut.
So it's the same thing.
No, it's a larger one.
Which one's larger?
The goobas.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Future, his father.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
Just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth, somebody who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I'll repeat that.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know. I have to go to the country and find out.
Well, now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Countryman.
Okay.
And maybe they call him a cityman behind his back.
Okay. How do you normally refer to somebody whose skin is brown or black?
Well, if they got brown skin, I say they're brown skin. If they got black, I say they got black skin.